2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Get ready for an epic Dave and Debbie Differ. All along, I've hated the idea that Facebook was trying to develop an Instagram for children. It's a crazy idea to me. I'll tell you why I don't like it in a minute. And I was very glad to read that Utah's attorney general agrees with me. In fact, he's one of a number of attorneys general across the United States who wrote a letter to Facebook, says he doesn't like the idea.
That doesn't surprise me that you don't like it, because I remember your kids having to share the same flip phone for years because smartphones are the devil, kids. And you didn't like the technology.
Yeah.
And now what? Your kids have smartphones.
The last time we had this discussion, Dave, we ran out of time to have me chat about what I did when my youngest wanted to go on Instagram when she was just 13 years old. I'm going to try to squeeze that in because I thought it was pretty brilliant. It was also very exhausting. So let's have a discussion about what Instagram and Facebook are trying to do for our children. That would be their pitch. And then what the attorneys general are trying to undo for our children. So why does Mark Zuckerberg feel the need to develop Instagram for kids? Well, he said this. He wants to improve parents' visibility and control of what kids are doing. That preteens would have most of the same features now offered on Instagram, but with parental controls. Now, I don't know what those parental controls are.
Let me give you an example. Can I jump
do.
In?
Yes, do.
One of the examples that I really like is you could turn off the like feature, which is one of those features where kids post a picture and then they're counting. Oh, 11 people liked it. 100 people liked it. Therefore, I am likable. As a parent, I would 100% love to turn off the likes. Like, if you want to post something, great. But I maybe don't want to see comments. I don't want to have likes on there so that my child doesn't learn to look for that reinforcement to have some self-esteem and some self-worth.
Facebook promises, Dave, that it will not show advertisements to your kids if your kids use Instagram for kids. Do you even care about advertisements on social media and your kids?
I clearly don't.
I know. Like, it's just one of those, like, oh, you're going to do what? Wow. And then I'm thinking, do I? I guess I didn't even really realize that was.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with advertisements? I mean, obviously, if the advertisements are inappropriate, I care about that. But, you know, largely, that's how the business works, right? When my kids are watching YouTube and they have to, you know, shut down their watching for 15 seconds while a little commercial plays, we watch TV and we're fine with advertisements. So what's the big deal about cutting out advertisements?
That's one of the offers that Facebook is making in their pitch. In fact, Congress has expressed concern about this. Child safety groups have expressed concern about this. And in a moment, Dave, when you and I go head-to-head, toe-to-toe on Dave and Debbie Differs, I'm going to explain exactly why I hate this idea. If you are wondering, well, my kid's on Instagram and he's like 12. Well, he's not supposed to be. Instagram for older people, the current Instagram app is for 13 to 16-year-olds. Facebook is 13 years old and over. Snapchat is 16. So, Dave, this might go to your argument. Kids are using it anyway because you know that there are 10 and 11-year-olds on Instagram, that there are, you know, 9-year-olds on Facebook, and there are probably plenty of preteens on Snapchat.
Yes. As long as you have an email, you can sign up. All you have to do is when they ask you what your age is lie. It's not terribly difficult. They're not asking for a birth certificate. So the reason I like it, the reason I think that Instagram for kids is not a bad idea, kids want to use it. They're going to use it. They're going to find a workaround. So why not protect them and create a app that is more tailored toward children? Because the way social media works and the way the algorithms work is it feeds you what it thinks you want to see. And they know that adult content is what a lot of people want to see. If you're an adult, that's probably not as big of a deal. But when you're a teen or a preteen, now it's a problem. So what YouTube Kids does or what Instagram Kids does is it prevents that kind of adult content. And I'm not just talking about pornography. I'm just talking about, adult things in general, you know, things that are appropriate for older kids.
Yeah.
That it curates it. It protects kids, and it doesn't even allow that kind of stuff into their feeds. That seems like a good dipping your toes into the waters and learning how to use social media without melting the whole place down.
It's time for Dave and Debbie Dipper.
You are a child's plaything.
You are a sad, strange little man.
They differ daily.
Dave just tried to talk for the last 4 minutes of the segment just so I didn't have an opportunity to get my take in. I see your strategy.
It's all
there.
You. It's your turn.
Mine's really simple, as usual. Look, I'm on the sides of the attorneys general. There's 44 of them who have written a letter to CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who is committed to launching an Instagram app for children. And they bring up very serious concerns about the safety, well-being of children and also the risk it poses in terms of exposing our kids to creeps. To creeps. Now, you don't think that a creep, usually an adult male in his 40s and 50s, quite frankly, and that is a statistic, that's not just me making it up, will get on that Instagram page and masquerade as an 11-year-old. And you're going to say, well, they're going to turn off the messaging. Or they're going to say, Dave, there's still information that our kids are going to share on that app. And what Mark Zuckerberg has to absolutely do is explain to me how an app for kids like this, a social media app designed just for kids, will protect kids. Because right now, I'm not seeing it. And there's plenty of kids who are on these media platforms, social media platforms already, who are already at risk. I don't like the idea because I think there is a huge creep factor and the creeps will just keep, you know, signing up for Instagram for kids. That's my take.
Well, and that's actually an area where we agree. I know this is Dave and Debbie Differ, but I agree with you, which is the very reason we need an Instagram for kids with some controls, with some parameters. Because right now, if a kid just logs on to Instagram, the world is opened up to them. Direct messages and predators can get in, and all they have to do is hide it from the parents. They just have to be able to download it and hide it, and the parents are none the wiser.
So now we're just going to funnel all those kids to one app. Come on, come on, creeps. Here you go. Here's all the kids in one place on one app. No, 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 no. Okay, Team Dave. He's for Instagram for kids. Team Deb, I've been clear. I'm against creeps. I'm against creeps, and I'm against Instagram for kids. Well, whose team are you on? 801-575-TALK. Give us your best argument straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Now you can use that smart speaker at home
to listen to an expanded Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Debbie are on from 9 all the way to noon.
Go deeper on the news.
From 9 to noon, just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report. called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. It could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices, and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a great offer on fast internet, starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months for 2 years. Plus, ask how you can add Comcast Business Security Edge. Call 1-800-501-6000 today, or go online to learn more. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Parents, in 3 minutes on the Dave and Dejanovic Show, we're talking about Instagram for kids, taking your calls. Dave's all for it. I hate the idea. Where do you stand? 801-575-TALK. Again, the number to call, 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I hate the idea of Instagram for kids because there are plenty of creeps out there who would love the idea of Instagram for kids. Dave, you love the idea of Instagram for kids for different reasons.
What a setup there.
Dave
loves the predators. He wants them to prey on your children.
801-575-TALK. I was talking my way into a corner on that, Dave. I had, in the moment, you should have seen my brain just twisting. I'm like, I got no way out of this. I got to go for it. 801-575-TALK. Are you on Team Deb? Are you on Team Dave? The Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is lighting up on this, but we want to hear your voices. Where do you stand on this, parents? And in about 1 minute, Dave, I'm going to tell you why parents should question Facebook's commitment to keeping our kids safe.
Well, I think one of the things that intrigues me is I've already seen it work in my own home. It's YouTube Kids. YouTube is the most popular social media app in the world for children. Like, not even close. Everybody loves YouTube. Your kids are watching YouTube. They're not watching television any longer.
And you think the YouTube for kids has been a blessing in your home?
Yeah. Why? I think it's been helpful because what it does essentially is it adds the parental filters that I would have added anyway. It curates and doesn't allow certain content.
Automatically. So you don't need to go in there as a parent and say, I want to block all these bad words or all these videos. YouTube does that. And you trust YouTube.
Well, obviously I do, right? I mean, I've watched my son watch YouTube, right? YouTube Kids. And I've never seen anything that really pops out as inappropriate.
Okay.
It is age appropriate.
Okay.
And I love that they're doing that for me because obviously – how are you going to curate every video that your child watches on YouTube? It's impossible.
This is why I miss the days of VHS and Barney. You just
keep
plugging in the same Barney tape.
Same terrible shows.
The attorneys general, 44 different states across the U.S., have written a letter to the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, of Facebook. Facebook is developing, it owns Instagram, it's developing the Instagram app. That's why there's the connection between Instagram and Facebook. And a lot of folks have been very outspoken, like I am now, against it. Dave is one of a handful of people who are for it. I'm sure Facebook is for it, Dave. Facebook is on Team Dave. Let me read one of the final paragraphs. It is, the believe, close to the end of this letter that has been written by the attorneys general across the United States and delivered to Facebook. And this gives me great pause when it comes to Facebook and its ability to protect our children from the creeps that I so worry about. They say Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platform, despite claims that its products have strict privacy controls. Reports from 2019 showed that Facebook's Messenger Kids app, intended for kids between the ages of 6 and 12, contained a significant design flaw that allowed children to circumvent restrictions on online interactions and join group chats with strangers that were not previously approved by the children's parents. That is enough for me to say, look, you cannot put your trust in an app that says it's built to protect kids, because there is a design flaw in this app that Facebook built for Messenger for kids. And kids were able to get into group chats with total strangers.
Yeah.
So you can't put your trust in an app that says it's designed for kids and it promises to protect your kids. There are no guarantees. And yet, in this case, we would be putting all the kids on this one app. It's like we're funneling them to an app. And the creeps will just, you don't think the creeps are out there looking for these design flaws? That's exactly what they're doing.
No, there's no question the creeps are looking for the design flaws, but the kids are circumventing.
Right.
Rest assured, this is children looking at a workaround from the parental filters. And that is really the problem. And I think the challenge for parents is, how do we teach kids how to use these apps appropriately,
Dave,
right?
You're oh my goodness, I just feel like I'm talking to you and you're not hearing what I'm saying. How do you have an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, understand that they've, you know, maybe accidentally broken through some sort of weird opening within the app and are able to be in a group chat?
This is not an accidentally tripped,
you think kids
stumbled,
are all
falling.
Sitting around and doing it on purpose?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Kids talk about this at school. Oh, you know how to work around that? This is what you do.
Well, I agree with you. This is a great opportunity to sit down and have that conversation with your kids. But you also must agree with me that there's going to be millions of children on this app if parents allow it to happen. And it is the creeps that will be looking for the workarounds. The creeps will be looking for the workarounds. I mean, what better platform? Hey, they're all on Instagram for kids.
Well, they're on YouTube for kids. They're on Snapchat. They're everywhere, right? That's why I think it's important. Do you allow your children to use the computer? Do you let your little kids use a computer? Do you put on parental filters? All these answers are yes, right? We have our kindergartners and first graders getting on the computer to access, to get online, to go to school. We did this for months. So we allow this. How's the computer any different than an app, right? Because we allow it, because we have some parental filters, we have some control. An app is just a part of that very same philosophy. So I like the idea that Facebook is seeing this, they see it as a problem, and they're trying to create something that is kid-friendly.
I think they see it as a moneymaker. I think they see it as a way to get kids hooked now, and then eventually they're on Facebook, which has been losing the younger demographic over the last several years. There's a lot going on here, and isn't just about, oh, we want to create a safe place for kids. Look, Instagram, all these social media platforms, parents, I don't envy you. It scared me to no end when my youngest came to me years and years ago. She's now 21, and said, Mommy, I want to start an Instagram account. And I'm like, what is Instagram? Oh, my goodness. I did not have the app at the time. I did not have any social media at the time, personal social media. And I investigated it, and I said, oh, there's no way. And so I talked to a friend of mine. He was an FBI agent. I was working for the FBI at the time. I said, what do I do? And he said, well, odds are she will find a workaround and go get an account anyways. And so I suggest you monitor it. And so every photo that Katie posted had to be approved by me. I also started my own Instagram page, and I made her allow me to follow her. And I forbid her from posting her face. I forbid her from posting her face. Now, one time she called me. She said, "I really want to post my face, Mom. What do I do?" And I said, "No." She said, "Please." And I said, "No." And she said, "Please." And I said, "Okay, go get a piece of bubble gum. Blow a really big bubble over your face. Send me that selfie, and maybe I'll approve it for you to post." She did it.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.